Good morning. We'll go ahead and begin. We don't have a whole lot of people in attendance yet, but maybe the weather's delaying some people, so we'll see how it goes. This is a public rulemaking hearing held pursuant to the State Administrative Procedure Act, Section 244103, and succeeding sections, Colorado Revised Statutes. The date is January 7th, 2010, and the time is about 9:05 a.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room on the second floor of the Secretary of State's office at 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'll conduct this hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Buescher. And this is a hearing conducted in accordance with a notice of rulemaking that was issued on November 30th, 2009, and published in the Colorado Register on December 10th, 2009. And I might mention there were also a couple of informal public hearings held before the formal notice of proposed rules. There were informal hearings, I think, on October 2nd and October 20th, I believe. So, but this is the formal hearing on proposed rules relating to voting equipment. Let me introduce the other people from the Secretary of State's office and people that are at the table here with me. To my immediate left is Judd Choate, the director of the Division of Elections for the Secretary of State. To my far left is Matt Grove, Assistant Attorney General, who represents the Secretary of State's office. To my immediate right is Stephanie Sigelski, who is in charge of the voting equipment certification program. And to my far right is Andrea Geiger, who is a legal specialist with the Elections Division. Of course, the purpose of the hearing today is to receive public comments on the proposed amendments. There was a draft that was issued on November 30th, and then a later draft, revised draft, that was issued on December 31st. And it's the December 31st version that we'll be working from. All of the proposed rules and rule amendments are intended to comply with the Federal Help America Vote Act, the State Election Code, and in particular amendments that were adopted by the General Assembly to the Election Code in 2009 that relate to voting equipment, specifically House Bill 09-1335. And there's also a number of proposed amendments that relate to just questions that have arisen in the past relating to the certification process and the standards for approving voting equipment. I'd like to mention, just for the record, some of the major changes that are in the proposed rule amendments. There are some amendments to Rule 35 primarily relocating some accessibility requirements from Rule 45 to Rule 35. So that all of the accessibility requirements would be in one rule. And I should add that the new requirements only apply to new systems submitted for certification, not to systems that are currently certified. There are amendments to Rule 37 that are intended to implement House Bill 1335 by removing the former requirement that voting systems must be certified by the Federal Election Assistance Commission prior to being certified in Colorado, and also that all new voting systems would be at a minimum compliant with the federal 2002 voting system standards. Some of the amendments to Rule 45 are intended to implement various changes that were made in the statutes by House Bill 1335. Again, for example, removing from the statute the requirement that voting equipment must be first certified by the Federal Election Assistance Commission. Also, providing that all new systems at a minimum would be compliant with the federal 2002 voting system standards. The rules would allow for the fact that under the new amended statute, Modifications may be submitted to the Secretary of State for certification without requiring that the entire voting system be retested. Another major change in the proposed rules is to provide for incorporation of testing and documentation done in, by other states or by the Federal Election Assistance Commission, and also joint testing with another state rather than requiring the Secretary of State to do all of the testing itself. The new rules also, in accordance with the legislation, allow for county clerks to provide input and allows recommendations from the equipment vendors. There's a proposed rule that would require vendors to pay the direct and indirect costs associated with the testing of voting systems submitted for certification, and that's intended to comply with Section 2421-104, which basically says that it's the duty of the Secretary of State to charge fees for all of the services that it provides. There's a proposed new rule 45.13 that would require submission from vendors of their of quarterly financial statements and an annual audit report if they're either applying for certification or currently doing business in the state with respect to their voting systems. And I might comment, a major purpose of that is to prepare for the possibility that state government, state government has a need to ensure that elections, especially the federal elections, but also the state elections, can be conducted and that there's not an election failure in any part of the state. And one of the potential factors would be the financial health of vendors. And so the Secretary of State, as the chief election official, has a duty to ensure or to prepare for the possibility that there could be a potential failure if a vendor, for example, were to go out of business right before a November election or on election day and was unable to support their systems. So that's why that is proposed for consideration. I should emphasize that all of these proposed changes are here for public comment. They're not necessarily items that the Secretary of State's office or the staff have formed any conclusions about, but in many cases simply represent matters that we think we want some feedback on. So I hope people bear that in mind. Basically, as far as the hearing today is concerned, this is a formal rulemaking hearing. It's audio recorded, which will become then a part of the official rulemaking record. This hearing is also broadcast over the internet. For anyone who wishes to testify, there are sign-up sheets on the table in the back of the room, and you must sign up to testify. For the record, we have received some written comments, which are also very much appreciated. Some of the written comments that I think I'm aware of at this point, we have written comments from Mesa County Clerk and Recorder's Office, Arapahoe County Clerk and Recorder's Office, Mary Eberly, President, Coloradans for Voting Integrity, for the Board of Directors of Coloradans for Voting Integrity, written comments from Harvey Branscom, and written comments from Al Kolwitz, and I think they'd indicated they could not be present. All of those written comments are very much appreciated, and we will be looking at those very carefully. I anticipate that at the close of the hearing today that I'll leave the rulemaking record open, and tentatively I anticipate leaving it open until the close of business on next Monday, 11th, I think January 11th, and so that if anybody has additional written comments that they want to provide the Secretary of State's office, we would welcome that, and so we'll have a deadline of Monday to get those written comments. So with that background, I will open the hearing up for public comment. Is there anything else I need to cover, Ms. Sigelski? I just want to...
I don't believe so.
Okay. I actually don't... Apparently, I don't have a lot of people in attendance, and I don't think I have anyone who signed up to actually testify. Is that correct? Is there anybody who wishes to testify orally this morning? Well, hearing none, that's going to make this a surprisingly short hearing, and leads me to encourage anyone who may be listening or otherwise is interested in the subject of these rules to please consider providing additional comments. I can't emphasize strongly enough, we don't know ourselves about whether these proposals are written that well, whether they're good choices, and we really appreciate when people take the time to write down and provide us their comments. Their alternative language is very, very helpful. Their arguments for or against a change. So we really do take those seriously. I know it's not always apparent because people don't see that, but we really do. We have a number of people that pore over that, over the comments that we receive in connection with the proposed rulemaking, and we go through multiple drafts after a rulemaking hearing before we finalize a set of rules. So please consider providing additional comment if anyone's listening in would like to do that. If there isn't anything else, then and no one else has joined the hearing, so I'm going to conclude the hearing. Again, if written comments are to be submitted, the deadline is 5 o'clock Monday, January 11th. They should be submitted to Andrea Geiger. Is that correct? And her email address is andrea.geiger, G-Y-G-E-R, at sos.state.co.us. And actually, they could also be emailed to anybody at the Secretary of State's office whose email address is handy. And they'll be incorporated into the formal record and considered. If there's nothing else, then, the time is 9:18 a.m., and this hearing is concluded. Thank you.